Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Cork's first alcohol-free bar, called Sayre, is due to open next weekend in the Marina Market Complex. It's run by a company that already manages bars and a brewery, and the new venture aims to provide choice for a growing group of people who prefer not to drink alcohol. And Brian O'Connell has been speaking to the owners behind this alcohol-free bar, and he's here now. Hello, Brian.
How are you?
Very well. The context here is a rise in a demand for sober socialising, or people who want the choice, right?
Yeah, I was about 20 years too early, basically. Viva la revolution. I mean, it's probably the fastest growing drinks market in Europe is the alcohol-free products. So your alcohol-free beers, your alcohol, which is on draft now, obviously, in many places, and then alcohol-free spirits, alcohol-free gin, alcohol-free wine. So there's a whole range now. Just to give you an example to kind of put it in a European context, Germany, one of the biggest per capita beer markets in the world, first half of this year, beer sales down over 6%. At the lowest in 30 years. Over the last 10 years in Germany, the alcohol-free beer sales are up over 100%. And that is a trend we're seeing right across Europe at the moment.
Still really expensive, though, even though it has no alcohol in it. That's my problem with it. They charge the same price, don't they, pretty much?
And their argument is the production costs are pretty much similar, although they're not paying the excise.
Yeah, still have an issue with it. So it's a rapidly growing market. Is there any indication, though, that a bar or a pub selling alcohol-free products only will work?
It's been tried here before. I think 2019, what they said was the world's first alcohol-free bar opened in Dublin, actually. The Virgin Mary bar. It's now a mobile service. So it's closed in Dublin physically, but it's a mobile service. And they're open in Dubai and they're in Saudi Arabia as well. So I think they were just a little bit too early in Dublin, but obviously they found a market elsewhere for it. So now in Cork, businessman Steve Guiney, he's many years of experience in bars and he's been in the trade for years. He's going to give the alcohol-free alternative a go along with business partners. He's going to open Cork's first alcohol-free bar Friday week, November the 7th. So I suppose given that he's got a very strong alcohol-related businesses as well, I asked Steve when the alcohol-free interest happened.
The conversion happened when I was looking at my numbers, and I could also see colloquially that so many people were starting to, for lifestyle reasons, cut back on their alcohol consumption. Definitely the under 30s are leading the charge, but whenever I have this conversation, I say it about absolutely everybody. I own a bar, a brewery, and an off license, and I've cut down on my alcohol consumption in my 40s. There is a significant drop in sales of beer, at least there's a drop in growth. Also, on the other flip side of it, the zero alcohol replacements that are popping up all over the place are increasing year on year by 25% year on year in the last 3 years.
And you wanted in on the action?
I wanted in on the action. Can't beat them, join them.
So when did you decide then on an alcohol-free bar?
All of our cocktails are going to be completely alcohol-free. We'll also be serving other drinks that you can get in a normal bar that are always non-alcoholic, such as lemonades and kombuchas. And
it's interesting, isn't it? Because if you were to go back 20 years ago and say to someone that you were going to open an alcohol-free bar, they would have thought, not a hope that would survive.
And I would have said the same thing. I would have probably even said it 3 years ago. We see that the time is right now, really, for an alcohol-free bar to open in Cork. What I would say is, while it's an alcohol-free bar, it is a bar, not a pub. It's a bar within an existing hospitality outlet. So in that sense, it's not a pub. But
that is the next step, and that would be interesting if you were to open an entirely alcohol-free pub. I wonder how you'd get on. Although I remember speaking to a publican maybe a couple of Christmases ago, maybe two Christmases ago, and they had sold more alcohol-free Heineken than Heineken that Christmas.
Yeah, and that's the way everything is trending in pubs. Now, from our own, I suppose, marketing and understanding the market, we can see that a lot of people want to have their zero alcohol products within that pub atmosphere. So there is...
Although some people would argue it's not really a pub atmosphere anymore if everybody in there is drinking alcohol-free products.
Correct. Yeah. You are certainly missing an element of... crack. People say zero alcohol, zero crack, but I don't believe that that's really the case anymore. I think so many people are turning to sober socialising that they bring the crack with them.
They bring the crack with them. And he mentioned, Brian, the growth of the market in Ireland. How much is it growing by?
Well, look, our Per capita consumption of alcohol is down significantly since the 19, like if you go back over the last 20 years, for example. I mean, in the last 7 years, it's down 7%. On the alcohol-free side of things, between 2017 and 2021, so in that four-year period, the non-alcohol beer sales tripled in Ireland. So you can see this market is really growing. Last year, sales were up 25% alone. It still represents a tiny fraction of the overall market, just 2.5%. And then, I mean, alongside this, and I've reported on this in the past few months, Ireland ranks amongst the highest countries in Europe in relation to cocaine use. So people often point to the fact, although our drinking levels are coming down, our cocaine levels are quite high, significantly as increases in related harm in the last 10 years, for example. So that's been reported. A lot of addiction centres are reporting that as well. I asked Steve Guiney, what does he think is driving this move by some to sober socialising or to these less alcohol alternatives?
My wife actually owns a gym, so I can see it from the other side as well, on the wellness side of things. And her gym has gone from strength to strength to strength after COVID. And certainly, I think COVID just gave people a kind of an insight into what it means to be healthy and look after your body and look after your health and well-being. And an awakening as well to seeing what alcohol is actually doing to them, as in particular, alcohol in large volumes. So I think, in my experience, while people aren't, there are certainly people that are cutting out alcohol entirely, but a lot of people who are engaging in sober socialising are actually engaging on particular days of the week. So they're cutting back on their alcohol rather than cutting it out entirely.
Now, on pricing, are you making a killing? You're not having to pay the excise, but are you charging the same amount as a pint with alcohol?
The product itself isn't yet, like, it's still getting a little bit cheaper and a little bit cheaper, but the product still takes more production methods to get it to a zero alcohol beer that will taste like a beer.
So is that why some of the prices some places are quite similar? I
mean, they're quite similar.
Now, for some people,
we will be cheaper than your regular pint, but not a whole pile cheaper. It's not going to be the amount of excise cheaper. We're going to be selling our pints here for $5.90, whereas inside in Cork City, you'd be at the moment you're paying $6.50 and upwards.
And is that because, Steve, the production process is quite labour intensive?
Yeah, labour intensive, resource intensive, energy intensive is a major one. And there's also like, you need stabilisers and things like this just to give it a little bit of shelf life that the alcohol would have done for it in the first place.
Where do you see this going? So you're kind of testing the water here a little bit, I suppose.
Yeah, this is very much a test of the water, but I already have a premises earmarked inside in Cork City that would be my go-to if this turns out to be something that the people of Cork really, really want.
That's the price issue addressed there. But I was just saying to you, Brian, like, I think now things have changed so much that you don't have to go into a pub and pretend that you're drinking alcohol. It's perfectly acceptable to go in and not drink now.
Yeah, I think we've destigmatized sober social life in a huge way in the last 20 years. And then younger people are into fitness. They don't want the calories that might be associated with alcohol. So there is that whole movement now. But then what do you drink? Like, if you're going to spend 4 or 5 hours in a bar.
A mineral.
But how many minerals can you have? You know what I mean? You can't drink minerals all night to be high as a kite.
So you can't drink too many alcohol-free beers either, because I find they give you a bit of a headache, you know, if you have two or three.
Yeah, like I'd have two or three. It's just, I suppose it's some people feel they can fit in a little bit more socially. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of the argument.
Fair
Although
enough.
There are some in the recovery community who would warn against people who might be in early recovery from addiction using the alcohol-free products as a kind of a psychological link with how they used to behave when they were drinking.
Yes, I see how that would could be a problem for some people. All right. You did speak to somebody, though, who's in the pub trade who doesn't see a future where his pubs will go alcohol-free.
I met with Paul Montgomery. He's the owner of several bars in Cork. He's been in the trade for many, many years. We met in Clancy's Bar, which is serving alcohol for 200 years. So they're obviously doing something right. I asked Paul Montgomery, could he ever envisage a future where he would own or operate an alcohol-free bar?
Never. Simple as that. And I'm saying that in the light of a lovely bar that's opening in the Marina Market this week. And I know Steve Guiney very well. We worked together for many years. And I think it's a lovely concept in that environment. But I would see that it has a place in society. And I see it here because we see the statistics about non-alcohol, non-alcoholic products rising, but to me it's very relative. And where I see it in particular is I see that when people are in work mode, that when people are invited to functions that are driving, when people want to show up and want to be sociable but they don't want to drink, but that's very much a small percentage.
Do you see it amongst the under 30s?
I do and I don't. I mean, I think there's probably you could have one or two non-alcoholic drinks.
In a group, yeah.
And I see that there are more people drinking Guinness now than ever before. We've seen that in our Guinness sales, that in a short period of time I was opening a Guinness bar and an Arthur's bar and focusing on the quality of Guinness, our sales are up by 57% in their products in a short couple of months.
So demand is there?
Demand is there. So we, it is mandatory for us now, and from a business point of view, that we have Heineken and we have Guinness 00 on tap and selling very well. But where we see the growth is with our tourist base, and with our sports people that come in, and with our corporate market, which are very important to us, that we see that it's the premium product and people want to go back to basics and maybe away from trends. So like trends will come and go, but as you know, the Devonshire approved in London and they sell 20,000 pints of Guinness a week there. There's always going to be the place for the pub selling alcohol, and it's a celebration place. And I keep saying, like, we're selling the experience of happiness. We are selling that lovely, wonderful, nice feeling that we are privileged to be able to do so.
That is Montgomery's, which will never be completely alcohol-free, apparently.
Clancy's actually owned by Paul Montgomery. No, but 200 years of serving alcohol, I don't see that changing.
Brian, thanks so much. That's Brian O'Connell reporting there. Later on, we'll have a guide to all the books that are currently flying off the shelves from our librarians who will be with us live in the studio. But next, why copyright holders want to target users and not just suppliers of dodgy TV boxes in Ireland.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.